Our first scripture reading today is the 97th Psalm. The Lord reigns, let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt the wax, like wax, before the Lord of all earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all people see his glory. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments, Lord. For you, Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light shines on the righteousness and the joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name. Our second reading is from Acts. It's chapter 16, verses 16 through 34. Paul and Silas in prison. Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by the female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the Spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the Spirit left her. When her owners realized that their hope of making money was gone, they see Paul and Silas, and they dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, "These men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept our practice." The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped of and beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And then they spoke the word of the Lord, him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into the house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God. He and his whole household. Wow. I'll get better someday. May God bless the reading of these words, for they are God's words for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Come, Jesus, and be our Lord. Do not tarry any longer. Let us no longer sit in the shadow of harm and injustice. Help us to bring light to the lack of love that we experience in cities and towns and countrysides where we live today. Come, Jesus, and remake our life together according to your will. Amen. American poet James Wendell Johnson wrote in his poem titled The Creation, this beginning. And God stepped out on space and he looked around and he said, I'm lonely. I'll make me a world. And far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights down in a cypress swamp. Then God smiled and the light broke and the darkness rolled up on one side and the light stood shining on the other. And God said, that's good. In the first chapter of the Bible, the light has arrived to dispel the darkness of hate and greed, lying, death, and injustice. The earth was created along with all that resides on its land and in its air and seas. And yet, even when the beautiful sun is shining, and even when the teachings of the sun surround us, that light is nourished, but it does not completely remove the darkness from our lives and from our families, from our cities and from our planets. We hear it in our news from city officials embezzling at the expense of others, to road rage, to pandemics, to fires, to shootings, to clergy who abuse, to war, to famine and genocide, from homelessness to hopelessness. Sometimes it's just a lot to deal with. Sometimes it's all we can do to start another day. And yet we do start another day. I get up, I clean up, I put on clean clothes for the day, and I embark on my daily tasks, just as you do. And in the process of those tasks, we meet many people. And you know, it is up to us exactly how we leave them feeling when our interaction is over. Start your day saying, will I share my light? Will I leave darkness? Pretty easy. I'll share my light. In the times of great wars and difficulties, we find so many who rise to the call to bear arms. And they bring the best of themselves to those places where they go into harm's way. They may never even think about the fact that they brought their light. Some didn't come home. Others came home with physical or mental capacities diminished. And yet each day that they fought, they tried to help their comrades and the families around them. You've seen the pictures, sharing a smoke or a piece of gum, playing soccer with the children or sharing rations, smiles that brought love and light. You see, we can hardly stop ourselves from sharing that light. In our New Testament reading, Peter and Silas were locked in a cell because Paul had healed a young woman who had an affliction that allowed her to make predictions. But when he healed the young woman, the family who had held her in bondage and charged people to get information from her were angry. Their source of income had been taken away. And so they called the authorities and they had Paul and Silas jailed. And so in the scripture, there they are sitting in jail. But they're not bemoaning their situation. They're singing. They're singing for all the other incarcerated people to hear. They're bringing light into that dingy, dank space. Suddenly an earthquake strikes and the cell doors are open and the inmates say, yoo-hoo, we're free, and out the door they all go, except for Silas and Paul. And the jailer knows that by the rules of the Roman Empire, he will die because he did not fulfill his mission. did not take care, he did not keep those incarcerated people incarcerated. And suddenly he hears Paul and Silas. They didn't run out. They were still right where they were supposed to be. Because they knew to flee, they would be chased down. And they also knew that they reported to God. God was their supreme focus, not the Roman authorities. They didn't fear the empire, the Roman authorities. They wanted to be right with God. So when the jailer goes to investigate, he is just flabbergasted. And he asks them, why didn't you leave with everybody else? And they tell him about the love of Jesus, about the importance of being right with God, about bringing love and justice and not bowing to the human desire to flee. They knew they had an obligation to the jailer. And in that moment, the jailer realizes that there is a higher authority that he need not be afraid of. And he gives up that authority that would take his life and replaces it with the authority who loves him. The one who will ask him to use his life and freedom to serve others, to remove injustice, to bring light. So this week, as you venture out, might you ask yourself, where can I use my freedom this week to bring light and justice to other souls? How will I leave others when I depart? In verse 2 of Psalm 97, we're called to righteousness, and righteousness means your personal holiness. You are called to personally bring the holy light with you. We're called to righteousness and justice. Righteousness is a personal holiness. Justice is a corporate holiness. As this family of God places their foundations, the foundations for their actions in God's teachings through Jesus. You see, we personally bring holiness to others, and together, like Paul and Silas, like the church in Corinth, like this community that you're sitting in today, we bring holiness and justice to everyone we serve. So on this weekend, as we remember those who have represented our country in dangerous situations and on the battlefield, those who have gone into very difficult situations to bring justice and hope and light, we thank you for your service. We thank you for affording us the freedom to bring light, to love, and to be hopeful, and to stare down injustice. We thank you for your sacrifice and the sacrifices of your family. And so too, we thank Jesus for his sacrifices for us. And we know that we are blessed to reside in the light God created for each and every one of us. Amen.